We are up to Daf Nutes Amud Aleph. We're in the sugya, still talking about whether the new growth cancels out the original or not. And we brought we brought our Mishnah where it says clearly that if the seed is still existent, then the new growth is asur. So we explained that that when make a neder, he said if you make a neder, is a dover sheyesh lamatidin. You can always go to a rabbi and unravel the neder. So therefore, and we learned before a rule that anything which can be is asur today but can be mutter tomorrow is never bottle, and that's why it remains asur. Says the Gemara, starting from Amr Rababa by 8 lines from the top. Rababa said, "Shani kunus a neder is different. Hoyel since ibay machil alay. If he wants, he can go to Rav." We're going to test him in Aleph about 8 lines from the top. You want to show him? You want to show him? Principle. Hoyil since we iboy machil alay. You can go to Rav and undo it. Have like a dover sheyesh lematin. So we're just repeating what we did yesterday. And neder is like something which you can always be matzed. And therefore, the aim bottle bereiv, it never gets cancelled. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? You're introducing now a new variable here, that if something right now is asa, but I can go to a Rav and undo it, and that's considered a dover sheyesh lematin. What about Truma? The boy Mitchell, Truma also, you can undo your Truma. And Rashi is in a case where you realize you made a mistake, you took from the wrong place. Or b'chal, you want to undo your trum and give it somewhere else. And yet the din is a batli b'roi, and yet the din by trum is that it's batlin 100 times. Doesn't mean roiv, literally roiv. It means whatever the din of roiv is, every item has a different kind of a roiv. Shishim or roiv 100 times or two. No. By trum, the same item would be shishim, let's say, if it'd be treif, but because it's trum, you need 100 times. If it would be Arlo, you need 200 times. Klai Kedim, you need 200 times. As a Gemara, now we learned, what do we know? Now we learned, how do you know that Truma Taka is bottle? And it says, saw Truma, you have one saw of Truma, Tameya, that is Tame. Now, if the Truma is Tame, nobody's allowed to eat from it, not even a coin. Nor do we want you to burn it, because we don't want you to have enough from it. So then what happens? But while you're burning it, you know, you can cook with it. Yeah. Fuel, a light.
The shul is freezing cold and you burn some shul in that corner.
Nah, the shul is never cold. It's a bad example. Yeah. So it says here, Shanaful Lepachas and Meir Chulin fell into another pile. Less than 100 times similar, but it's Chulin Tirkav has to rat. But it seems clearly Holim may have been 100 times. Ta'ala, it will be bottled. L'chayda truma, according to you, is a dover sheyesh lematin. You can always undo it, and yet we say that while you didn't undo it, it's bottle in 100. Why? Amri Mor says you're right. Truma is l'chayda truma is a dover lematin. But this is talking about a case where it's ain lematin. Why not? But truma biyad koinas. Talking about you already gave it to the coin, and because you already gave it to the coin, you can no longer, since the coin is zeichin it. How can you, the original owner, be shayel on it? How can you be shayel on it? Taste over here brings. Where is it? So the Rosh brings different explanations there. One is that once you fulfilled your mitzvah of giving it to the koyin, no longer can you undo a mitzvah. Kozman, you set aside the truma still sitting in your house. You haven't done your mitzvah yet. Even though there's a mitzvah called hafrosha, the main mitzvah is the nesina, giving it to the koyin. You haven't done a mitzvah, you can change your mind. Okay, it won't be this, it'll be something else. Once you gave it to the koyin, you fulfilled your mitzvah, how can you undo a mitzvah once you do it? That's the point, yeah. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is making your haggish.
What about hachlofa?
We had before that haggish is considered a dover sheyesh lematin. We had it just yesterday. In the list of things that yesh matin, it says the haggish. You can be paid. If you could have chalotah, haggish, you could be paid it. So it's a dover sheyesh lematin. In the examples of dover sheyesh lematin, it says clearly the haggish and chodesh, haggish. Through pedia. Okay. Let's get the Gemara. So talking about a case with the ain lematin, it's right in the hand of the coin. Freddy Gemara, Yochim, so aim a safer, look in the safer, im hoisa to hoide, but if the truma was not tummy, rather toid, then to machel a coin, sell it to a coin. If you got mixed up with chul and sell it to a coin, we're definitely testing it all over about 10 lines at the bottom. If you're saying sell it to a coin, who are we talking to? We're not talking to another coin, the other coin can just eat it. We're talking obviously to Yisrael. I mean, the Mishnah, this Brais is talking, Mishnah is talking about where it's still in the hands of the Yisrael, not that you gave it a coin. So if it's in the hands of the Yisrael, so Dovish Matin, and we said that if it's tamei, we say that it's bottle. Ela be Yisrael, it's talking about Yisrael, shenoflu loy mebeis avi imoy koyin askina, and it's talking about a Yisrael whose mother was a bas koyin. His grandfather was a koyin who received truma, and he gave it to his grandson. And because he gave it to his grandson, therefore, he's Yisrael. So he can't use it, but he can sell it. But his grandfather already got the truma, so you cannot. It's a davish ein lamatidin. Why the matidin? Because the koyin got the truma already, so the owner, once he did the mitzvah, he cannot change his mind anymore. And now, why selling it? Because the grandson was Yisrael. What's he supposed to do with it? So he sells it. But it's a davish ein lamatidin. That's why he's bottled. The Gemara about Boktoni safe. It says in the very safe, Timochel a koyin, sell it to a koyin. Sell to a koyin, chutz midmei oisa saw, except for the money of that saw, which is truma, because it doesn't belong to you. If your saw belongs to you, but if it's the enikel of a koyin, it does belong to him. He can sell everything, including that saw, and make money in that as well. It's his. Is he sold? How can he sell his own truma? Because his grandfather, the koyin, is the one who got the truma, received the truma, and he ashed it from his grandfather. So obviously we're not talking about a grandson. We're talking about general truma. So el chayde, according to your rule, that anything which you can go and unravel. Even right now, it's considered already as if it was unraveled as a davar sheyesh lamatidin. So, how come by truma we say the laws are bitul? Every truma is a davar sheyesh lamatidin. Ella, we make a new rule. Ema bish loyma kum. It comes to a neder mitzvah lichulein. In other words, everything else, everything like chodesh, everything else, eventually you are going to fix it up. Yom tif and egel is later. Yom tif eventually comes Sunday and it won't be yom tif anymore. Everything eventually is going to be no longer asr. So we say davar sheyesh here, eventually, it'll always remain asr. Hegdish will always remain asr unless you do something to countervail that. Truma will always remain asr unless you do something. And a neder will always be asr unless you do something to mimate. But the difference is, by a neder, there's actually a mitzvah pushing you to go and do something about it. Undo that neder. We had before, it's an aveira to do a neder. It's even a bigger aveira to do a neder and keep it. We'd rather you go to Rav and undo it because you'll be nichshel. So even though by a neder, it's not inevitable, it's not natural that it's going to become mutter, but we are pressing you to go ahead and be matter it. By truma, it's unnatural for it to lose its truma because in its current state, it'll always remain truma. And no one is pressing you to undo it. On the contrary, we don't want you to undo it. So therefore, therefore, by neder we say it's considered davar sheyesh lamatidin, but truma not. Says Gemara, "Bishleim mekum is mitzvah lichrolei." It's a mitzvah to go and undo it. Shulam Rab Nosson, what we learned before, Rab Nosson. What does Rab Nosson say? Damer Rab Nosson, kolan noidir. Whoever makes a neder, keilu boina bama. It's as if you build a bama, build a mizbech, a back of your yard, which is no good. And I'm a kaimei, but if you leave the neder in play and you ahead and you fulfill it, you think it's a great thing. Keilu maktirleh. It's as if you brought a carbon on this bama, which is even worse than just having a bama. So it's a mitzvah to undo it. Therefore, it's considered davar sheyesh lamatidin. Truma, on the other hand, my mitzvah, la truly Allah, there's no mitzvah to be shayil. There's no mitzvah to be shayil. So since naturally it'll never become mutter, and we don't want you, we don't encourage you to go ahead and do something about it. So therefore, it's called a davar sheein lamatidin. So how come Hegdish before we consider davar sheyesh lamatidin? There's no mitzvah to go ahead and when you donate something based on Hegdish, you should take it back. There's no mitzvah being paid. And naturally it's Hegdish. So the Rana already answers, we're talking about Hegdish, Bede Kabayis. What's a Bede Kabayis going to do with it? They can eventually sell it. So it will. The mitzvah of whatever you donate based on Hegdish is, the 99% of the time, they convert it into money and they buy with it whatever they need. So therefore, that is a mitzvah to go ahead and redeem it. So when we say Hegdish, according to the Ran, is only by a Bede Kabayis, not by Karbonas for a carbon. Because there, we don't want you to be paid. We want you to leave it the way it is. In fact, by a carbon, you cannot be paid unless it has a mum. Okay, and we don't want you to put a mum in there. So anyway, right, Gufa, let's analyze. Yeah, but tired to hakesa beyond.
Yeah, but that produce itself is ois ma'aseh.
Yeah, so ma'aseh sheni would be davar sheyesh lamatidin. It is. It's included actually, because then we want you to. Because perishable, all the reasons, the many reasons why we want you to turn to money. You have a dinner table, ma'aseh sheni. Says clearly. Says the Gemara, Gufa, let's analyze it. Amar Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, Litra b'tzalim. We learned yesterday, you have a liter of onion, shetikna. You have onions that you already gave truma, mice, and everything. And the only thing was, the Levi, when he received his mice, did not give the truma of his truma's mice that he has to give. The Zara, you replanted it. You replanted it. And according to the Rambam, we're talking about in the seventh year, mis aseres v'kula. As far as mice and truma is concerned, you have to give mice and truma again on the original onion. The original onions, which the zara is not kula, even though you already gave, because the new growth cancels whatever you did before. So we see that even though it's mutter, the new growth cancels. Big machlek Hashem how to learn this, but this is the Ran's way of learning is very interesting, because there's a chakir nacharonim. We know that when something is awesome, because bottle b'shishim. So what's pshat? Something, let's say, Isser falls into a pot. Because Batul Shishim, he'll eat the entire pot. Why he'll eat the entire pot? Because we say that the Isser is so small that it's not felt. Okay. Or we can say the Isser actually converts and becomes Hetzer. It's all Mutter. If you have three pieces and one of them is definitely Treif, you'll eat each one of the three pieces individually. Even though you definitely ate Treif, because it's not Treif for you. What about the other way around? If something Mutter falls into something Treif, you're not allowed to eat it. So what's pshat? Is the pshat that the mutter now became iser? Or that the heter remains heter, but you don't know where it is? Because every bite you're taking, you're eating from the roiv, and the roiv is aser. You're not allowed to, but the question is, I'll give you an afkamin al halacha. This is a shaila the Prima Gadim ask, and Prima Gadim does not bring this around here, which is interesting. And all the achrayim after that. And basically, he gives an example. You eat a kazayis of treif, you get malchus. What about the kazayis that you had a kazayis, but only 98% of it was treif, 0.2% of it was kosher. And what happens? You're not allowed to eat that kosher, right? Because there's not enough there. Or it becomes bottle. You get malchus. You ate a full kazayis, but included in that kazayis is a little bit of heter. But you're not allowed to eat that heter because it's too little. What happens? Do we say the heter became miser, and therefore you get if you had a kazayis a treif and you chayv malchus? Or do we say and the ches would say it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Zvachim of the vayin ches of Aleph? Which you look at it, it's taka machlekes. The Ran learns that's exactly the most question here. This onion that was mutter in before because you already gave truma miser comes the year number seven. We say it's bottle beroiv since roiv new leaves need truma miser. So that heter, you need to include that in the mice. Not only that you're not allowed to eat it until you give mice, because you don't know which one is the old one. We're saying you have to, when you make your mice, imagine not that there are 9 bushels there, but that 10 bushels there, which means it's as if that heter became asa. So we're learning a chiddush from this around, the most question at least, and we'll see, go back, the way that I learned that's the whole Chakatayah, that the heter actually is transformed and becomes asa, as if you never gave true mice from it, and you got to give it again. And we got to be very careful, because if it's not really chayv, it doesn't mean machmer, it's potter. And you can't just include all that in together. You know, pot and chiv. Okay, so that's how the Ran learns. The other Shem learn nothing to do with this, but let's learn the Ran's way. Yeah. Yosef Rabba sat there, Karmel Shmaita, and he said over this Gemara, Rav Chizda said, Man Tzoy Yisloch, who will listen to you? You tell me, you have to give it again. Who will listen to you? Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rebbe, Heter Shemen Heichon Holach. That's how the Ran learns the Gemara's question is. What happened to the Heter? Even if you say that you're not allowed to eat it because it's bottling all the rest of the things, but the Heter still Heter. It's mutter somewhere. So how can you say you have to give another bushel, as if there's a 10th bushel here that needs truma meiser? No, it doesn't. Because you already did it. There's a raya. I don't believe that heter becomes this. The heter remains heter, says the Ran. Says the Gemara. Amalei, says Rabba, says back to him. Me like Tanan, didn't we learn the kavase? Didn't we learn like Rabbi Yechai? What? No, the heter does become iser. B'tzalim sheyordu aleng sham. If you had onions that rained on them, v'tzimchu, and it grew. Remember, sixth year onions, that seventh year grew. The question is, did the growth, is it to wait for the sixth year, or is it like a new growth of 7 years? So we made a rule. Im ha'ya olin shalem, this is the test. Im ha'ya olin shalem, was still black and fresh, that means the seventh year, then it's all asa. Asurin, all of it is asa. Including the original onions is asa. So we see clearly, wow, that the heter becomes this. Ha'iriku, if it looks green, whatever it is, it's not black, it's not fresh, then mutarin is mutar. Even though the leaves are also black, it's also. Let me have this. But there's one bushel of onions that grew in the 6 year, and that should remain mutter. Yeah. So we remember we learned yesterday that they crushed it and everything else, so therefore it's no longer there. Yeah. See, we don't get. See, there's a, if everyone agrees, if it's seed, it's no. We say it's ain't that no, because the earth is drats. Once it's drats, it's drats. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Onion is out of color. It ain't that a color, so it's still there. The only time we answered yesterday was meduchas. You
chopped it up.
You chopped it up, so it disappeared. So according to you, where did the heter go? Is a raya? The heter comes iser. Amalei, he said to him, no, heter does not become iser. You know what it means over there when you say that it's black, that you're not allowed to eat it? When it says the word asr, you understood that even the original onion from the 6 years is asr. No, the 6 year onion takkel remains mutter because the heter doesn't change. It's the 7th year new shoots and new onions that become asr. So why does that braisa continue? And we have Rashbag who comes along and he's going to say that this is only limited to new growth, but the original onion is mutter. But the Tadikam is exactly the same thing. According to you, the way I learned, Tanakama argued, Shimon Gilu Tanakama holds that even the original onion becomes Asr because the Heter becomes Isr. Okay, Kamlesh Bagan said, disagree. The Heter does not become Isr. That's the Machaikis, where the Heter, when it gets mixed up with Isr, does the Heter itself lose its identity and becomes part of the Isr? But according to you, the Rosh Bagan, the Tanakama are saying the same thing. What's the Machaikis? The Tanya, Rosh Bagan, Goymer, Hagodru Bechiv Chayiv, that which grew in the 7 years Asr, Hagodru Bepatur, Potter, and that which grew in the 6 years Potter. Says the Gemara. The Gemara asks a question. Tana Kama Nami Ochi Amar. What's the machlekes? They're both saying the same thing. Says Rav Chizda. Kula Masnitzin Hashem Gemalil. I hold that heter never becomes Isser. Because the heter lehecha nozla. Heter never loses identity and remains its mutter. I, what's the machlekes in the Braise? There is no machlekes. The entire Braise is Hashem Gemalil. But can lo yishamat. So let's learn from here that what? That the rave does not transform the ikr, the new growth does not transform the ikr. No, the ad can lay shomer leil shingam leil katarach. You know when Shingam says that the rave does not transform the ikr when there's no tirch. Abel hecha the katarach when you go out of your way to replant something else. Bottle beruba. Then we taka say when you make a tirch then taka it's bottle. For example, in the leader of onions that you replanted again, we say that you were matriach there. And therefore, because you're matriach there, in order to replant it, it's not automatic. It's not because you left the onions in the ground. What was the case in this brayse? You left the onions, it grew in the 6 year, you left it there, and it continued growing. So there, you did nothing about it. So we say that the roiv has no effect on the ikr. However, and this whole pshat here lends itself more to the way the other shayim learned. It has nothing to do with whether the heter loses its identity or not. It has to do with roiv, the new growth, versus the original growth. But anyway, you took the onions already, you took out, and you replanted it, when you go ahead and you deliberately go ahead and replant it, and the new growth actually does cancel because you went and put it there in order to grow and make a new growth. So therefore, it's as if you mevatel it itself, that it should become part of the new growth, and then it does cancel the original, maybe. Notice we have no raya either way. You want to say what? That every time you matriach, then we do say that the new growth cancel the original. What about the haliter of ma'aser tevel? What about the case of a liter of ma'aser tevel? The katarach v'katoni was liter ma'aser or mok macher v'chedim. We had in that case over there when you had 1 liter with the lady ready to determine the ma'aser, and he has to still give through mas ma'aser. Then you replanted it, and then there's a new growth. So we said you have to give ma'aser the whole lot. Okay, and then he said that this Levi has to give Trumas Meiser, or you have to give Meiser, Memokam Acher. You have to give from somewhere else, but not from here, because, sorry? Because Tircha means that you want it, so as if you're Mavatlet. It's as if you're canceling out. I don't want this anymore for itself. I want it to, what it could produce. So it's as if you're being Mavatlet, let's say, be a dime. When it grows by itself, there's nothing happening. So, you know, this was good, and now it just continued growing. Why should it cancel the original? That's, those being devil's advocate, we're trying to say, no, it could be, it is. It could be there's no different tikhun ha-tikhun. We're just trying to say you cannot bring a hechrich, a compelling raya, from the case before to say that the roiv does not cancel out. You know, you're saying, oh, the new growth is also the shemitah. Now, the original, no raya, because there's nothing, you didn't do anything about it. But where you do something about it, maybe you can argue that it cancels out the original. Maybe.
But by the case of Trumas Meisah, isn't there also a stipple knas?
Yeah.
We're making him give Maisa on that which was on the original thing as well.
That's how one of the Shayim wants to learn, but everyone else learned that's a din. Says the Gemara, yeah. So what do we see from here? Yeah, you see from here, you still have to give Maisa on the original one, even though you replanted it. You replanted it. We're saying that you have to, even though you gave away Truma Maisa and you replanted it, we say you got to give Maisa again on this. Okay, but you got to give Maisa again on this. Why do you have to give Maisa again for? You replanted it. So the reason why I have to give Maisa again is because it is, even though you replanted it, because bottled to the rest. Yeah.
It's like GST on stamp duty. I had tax already.
The Ran has a hold of him, Shadi. This is how the Ran's problem is. The Ran is unbelievable. Anyway, he takes everything in mud and he breaks it down further. He says it happened 6th year going to 7th year. And this is his Rai. This is how he learned Pshat in the leader, different than we learned before. He learned that because the 7th year, you're not chayiv in Maisa. You know why you have to give Maisa on this leader, Mamokam Acher? Because the rest of the new growth is potter from Maisa. Because anything grows in the Shvi is Hefker, and you don't have to give Maisa. So why do you have to give Maisa at all on this original one? Because it's considered a 6th year one. Even though the Roiv now is 7th year, and you replanted, you made a tich, and you replanted, and what you just said now, if you replanted, you want mevatlet to become part of the new growth. So the din should be that even this original leader now should be part of the 7th year growth, and should be part of the Maisa. And yet we say, you got to give Maisa. Why? Because we're treating it like a 6th year. Is a raya that the new growth is not mevatlet, even when you're matriach. So the chayda then has been... Yeah, so in other words, exactly. So let's say that the Reiv does not... Why not? 6 years, Chayv Maisa. He didn't do yet. He didn't do it. Shmita is potter. So let's bring a raya from before that the Reiv, the new growth does not cancel the original, not only where there was no tircha, but even the case where there was tircha. So the Gemara Maisa is different. Shining a Maisa, Maisa is different. I'm across on the Pasik. Aser to Aser. It's not a Pasik. You should give Maisa. It says, it's called Tvuras Tvuazaracha. So we're saying, we learn from the extra word Zaracha here. The extra word Zaracha teaches you that by Maisir, it does not become bottled to the new crop. Everywhere else, Truman, everywhere else, it becomes bottled to the new thing. When it comes to Maisir, because it's extra Pasuk, it does not become bottled. And the way the Ran is great is as follows. This gets a little bit different. And goes again. The Hateda Zari Incha. The Yisura Loi Zari Incha. When do we say that the old crop becomes part of the new crop and you have to re-give Maisir again is if you did it in the Eifen of Heter. But if you did it in the Eifen of Issa because you replanted in the Shemitah, you're not allowed to replant in the Shemitah, so you said you didn't have Issa, that's why we say it does not become bottled to the new growth. Everywhere else maybe it does become bottled to the new growth. And the din would be that you wouldn't have to give Maisir or whatever it is, but because you only if you did it in the Eifen of Heter, maybe the new growth where you're matriach. Again, go back to what I said. Where you are matriach and you go out of your way to plant it again, then it becomes part of the new growth. And it takes on the dinim of the new growth. Not like the b'rais on top where it happened naturally, where just the onion sat in the ground. But in the case of maisir, when do we say that the new growth subsumes the old growth? When you did it in a way that it's mutter. When you did it in a way that it's usr, it does not. And planting in the year of Shemitah is usr. If you plant in the year of Shemitah, then we don't say, oh, let's take advantage of that and let it lose its identity and be potter. No. It retains its original isr. That's what Pshat Gemara is. Then it has a problem with it because the whole idea of giving this is Maisa is only Rabban. Anyway, we'll go into that. But Lepoil, so bottom line is we have no solution. You can argue either way whether the new growth takes over, cancels out the old growth, or whether it does not. We don't have a Rai from anywhere, one way or another. We just have the Zamarayim who argued yesterday. Let's analyze. One of the dinim we learned before was Batzel shot truma. You have an onion of truma. Should not to you plant in the ground. The rubu gidula vali kora, and you have more new growth. Then its original mute is permitted. Yeah. So the chayder Rabbi Yannai seems to be learning that what that the new growth cancels the old one. So that's what he passed before. We had a machlekes. Remember Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Ami and so he says here. So it seems that the new growth cancels the original one. Says the Gemara, lememra the gidula hetta mylan seizes. Clearly, what you're saying here that the new growth. It cancels out the Isser. I'll ask a question because we learned the Mishnah, but now we learned Gidule truma. If you take truma, you plant in the ground. Anything that grows out of it remains Isser. So we see what that the new growth takes after the original, not the original takes after the new growth, but the new growth takes after the original. And furthermore, it says so. L'cheira kashra and Rabbi Yannai. So he answers. The gedule gedulin kamrinan. This din. When does Rabbi Yannai say that if you put an onion of truma in the ground and the onion follows, becomes mutter, it's no longer truma. even though it becomes usur, it actually becomes tevel. But at least it's no longer truma. And it follows a new growth. It's talking about gidule gidulin, which means you had truma and you had a growth. Exactly. Third generation. So you had original onion of truma, you put it in the ground and it grew something. That still remains truma, but you take that growth and you regrow it in. Oh, that's already so far removed. The next gedulin then becomes muta. That's what Abiyana is talking about. This means talking about the original gedulin. He's talking about gedule gedulin. Pretty much we learned, even that also remains also, we learned gedule, is we learned somewhere else, gedule gedulin chulin. It says clearly somewhere else, like gedule chulin. What I need Abiyana for, the Mishnah says. But if it's the next generation, then since there is too so far removed from the original thing, it's chulin. No, so what's Abiyana adding? Hakamashlan. What Abiyana is adding is that even something say an onion. That Mishnah is talking about that has seeds that decompose, so that's why gidul gun mutter. Comes on Abiyana, he says, no, even the onion. The original onion is still intact. And you took that onion and you made new growth. And then they take new growth, which is again another onion. So there's still a link to the original trumia. It's pretty manifest. Maybe then the gidul gun should be also. Commercial, that's mutter. Didn't we learn hatevel by tevel? If you take tevel, you put in the ground, gedula mutarin only bedavar shezara kola, only something where the zara is gone. Avol davar shezara kola, original seed is still there. Gedula gedul nasurin. That the gedula gedulin is also. So we answer. You're right. The second gedulin is still also if there wasn't such a great amount. But if the gedulin is a great amount, then that's what I'm going to tell you, that even though Zara, the original Zara, is still there. But if the new second generation grew a substantial amount more than the original, then it becomes mutu. Okay. Yeah.